Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, this week the government announced expansion of the Hot School Meals programme with more than 900 primary schools joining that scheme. It means an additional 150,000 students will benefit from a free hot meal every day. And the scheme was first introduced on a pilot basis back in 2019. It now covers more than 2,000 primary schools. Not everyone, though, was happy with yesterday's announcement, including one school where the scheme is actually in operation. Well, Brian O'Connell joins me now. So, firstly, Brian, why is the scheme in place?
Well, good morning, Claire. Department of Social Protection provides funding to schools for this scheme. Minister Heather Humphreys has said it's her ambition that a child born in Ireland today will be guaranteed access to a hot meal by the time they start school, so in 5 to 6 years' time. This expansion now means, as you said, some 2,000 schools will be part of the scheme. It received an additional just over 40 million euro as part of the budget 2024. So a significant investment, as you can see. Many schools obviously see this as a positive development, but I have been speaking to one principal who has significant issues with it, and that is Maura O'Riordan. She's principal of Cork Educate Together National School. They're in a cramped physical space. They've been fighting hard to maintain resources, actually looking for additional learning supports. And while they are operating the Hot Meals programme, she's questioning whether this is the best use of overall funding when she and her staff feel significant under-resourcing in different areas. I called to the school yesterday, Claire, just as the meals were being delivered.
There are 9 boxes of food to be delivered to the children in their classrooms. These are hot meals. They're in these kind of styrofoam black boxes. Parents and children go online to the provider and they choose from quite an extensive menu.
So we can see spaghetti bolognese, we have vegetable curry, chicken curry.
I suppose one of the concerns we would have straight away is that, you know, children and junior infants are given the same portion as children in sixth class, for instance. So automatically you have quite a lot of waste.
And I suppose, like many schools, you're here fighting for resources in other areas.
Well, I tell you, last week we got an ESB bill, which was €2,400. On Thursday last week, we were informed that we had lost 15 hours of additional teaching for English as an additional language. We're already trying to get our support allocation for next year, where we lost 12 and a half hours back in March.
So you were seeing the rollout and the expansion of the Hot Meals programme in that context?
100%. We are battling with trying to secure teaching resources for our children. And then I get the bill in the door, which was €2,500 for hot food for 1 week. And there is no doubt that this will help children. And there is no doubt that there is a benefit. But I kind of equated it to the Titanic. As a school, I kind of feel we're sinking. The children are drowning without resources and lack of accommodation. And now we're feeding them. And food wasn't a priority. We didn't ask for it. And while adequate accommodation and adequate teaching supports is what we need, in the last year, we have lost 47.5 hours of teaching support. And that is where our needs are. And we're struggling. So while the hot meals, I just feel it's if we had 2,500 a week, it is untold what we could do with that money.
Fairly valid points there from Maura O'Riordan. And you got a response from the Department of Social Protection. But the Department of Education responded to some of the criticism in there around resourcing, Brian.
I got a fairly lengthy reply. I mean, I'd be here till 12 o'clock if I was to read it all out. But just essentially, the Department of Education is providing just over 14,500 special education teaching posts. There are no cuts, they say, to SET allocations. In fact, it'll be the highest number of posts ever. It has doubled since 2014. These posts, they say, are in addition to the very significant number of teaching posts in schools, including English as an additional language. Where there have been reductions, 90% of the reductions is due to the fall in enrolments, they say. And of the 23% of schools who are seeing a fall in allocations, 70% are for 5 hours or less. And then schools can appeal any decisions around staffing to the Staffing Appeals Board. They also spend over €180 million a year providing additional supports to schools in the DESH programme.
Now, we'll come to the Department of Social Protection response around the food waste issue that Maura highlighted there too. But I know you spoke to a principal, didn't you, Brian, who welcomed the expansion of this programme?
And there has been a lot of welcome for the programme. For example, on Taoiseach Simon Harris said, in fact, when launching the programme, it's one of the things that's mentioned to him most as he visits communities around the country. And he sees it as part of the government's pledge to help families. Now, I did speak to Eileen Hart, principal of CBS Primary School in Dundalk. It is a DESH school. And this is some of what she had to say about when they first got on the Hot Meals programme.
We were just delighted that the children were getting the school meals, because we do see that, you know, there are families struggling, and it's a reality, and it just means that everybody is the same. And, you know, children are not, they're not different. So, you know, if a child wants to take the meals, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. But it's inclusive. And that's what I do like about the programme. It's difficult because a lot of the time these announcements are made and there's no real support, and principals are in the background then scrambling, trying to figure out how it works. You know, not we were very lucky. We have a space that's in the, it's not ideal, but we're making it work. But schools with limited space, you know, are trying to figure out how they even organise that bit.
Ultimately, you think it's a positive step?
From our experience, yes, it is. Now, you know, there is a lot of waste. There's no doubt about that. We can see that, that there is waste. But there is a really good choice. And, you know, from the children, the parents, staff, it is a it definitely has been positive in our experience. But as I said, the food waste, now, that is something that we're going to have to work on, because yeah, we are seeing waste. But as again, as I said, we're scrambling for information from each other. And that's how schools are really functioning at the moment. It's just principals trying to find out what is going on out there.
So better communication would help.
Absolutely. Yeah. And joined up thinking, you know, from different departments, you know.
I know. You're asking for too much now, Eileen.
And that's Eileen Hart, principal of CBS Primary School in Dundalk. The children's charity Bernardo's welcomed it too, though.
Very much so. Not only have they welcomed this expansion, they want to see it rolled out to secondary schools eventually. Now, I spoke with Bernardo's CEO, Suzanne Connolly. She explained why the charity is very much in favour of this scheme.
We recognise that it is key to children that they're fed when they're in school. And a child who's well fed, their tummy is full, they're going to be able to concentrate. They're going to be able to feel nurtured within a school setting. And we know in the context of the cost of living that many parents are struggling.
The argument then, Suzanne, that our resources may be finite, and perhaps some principals are saying to me they would prefer to see what finite resources are in place to be directed directly towards learning supports instead.
In Bernardo's view, we shouldn't be putting resources for food and resources for learning supports in competition with each other. Both are really valid. And what we would be saying in the context of any principal who's struggling with getting supports that they need in order to ensure their children are getting the education they need, that that's a really valid thing to be arguing with the government for. And at the same time, embracing the fact that free school meals make a big difference, particularly to children living in poverty. We would also suggest that there's a valid critique in relation to portion sizes, so that those who are supplying the free school meals should ensure that younger children get smaller portions, because they don't need the same portion size as the older child.
If you as a principal is seeing waste every day, I mean, that must be really frustrating when you're arguing for every single hour of additional learning support you can get.
I understand completely the frustration of any principal or teacher who is seeing food waste. So seeing a situation where the food that's being delivered is not being eaten, which again speaks to the importance of smaller portion sizes. And also it speaks to the importance of ensuring that the food that is given to children is delicious. for children actually want to eat it.
Do you want to see more expansion in terms of the scheme?
We really welcome the government's commitment to the rollout of free hot school meals to all primary schools by 2030. We think that's a really important commitment.
Now, that's an overall positive response there from Bernardo's, as you might expect. You put some of the criticisms and issues that Mauro Reardon in Cork has with the programme to the Department of Social Protection, including that one echoed by Suzanne there, that the junior infant's child is getting the same portion as the child in sixth class. What do they have to say?
Yeah, well, the department said feedback from parents, students and schools has been very positive. They actually evaluated the scheme in 2023. It had been up and running as on a pilot basis from 2019. They said there was an overwhelming consensus. The programme is effective, that there was very strong support for it to be extended. Parents were very supportive. Students were over twice as likely to express positive rather than negative feelings towards the programme. On that issue of food waste and the fact that obviously junior infants, for example, will get the same portion size as the senior students in fifth and sixth class, they say a strategy is now being developed in relation to food waste. So we might hear more about that. Mm-hmm. The budget for this year is 190 million for the programme. The rate of meals then, so in other words, how much the schools are paying for each meal, 75 cents for breakfast, 170 for a cold lunch, 250 for a dinner, and a hot school meal, €3.20. So they're the rates they're paying. There's one other small issue with the hot school meal in that if you order, for example, mash and chicken, or if a student just wants the mash, as I understand it, you're still paying the €3.20. So there might be some tinkering to be done with the scheme into the future.
All right, Brian, thank you very much for bringing us all of that. And our listeners are getting involved. Messages coming in, including this one from Rose in Cork. The free hot meal in our local school is going well. The children take their containers home. That allows parents to know if the child ate the meal and the home disposes of any waste. Another one, it's about the children. It's a great equaliser. No hungry tummies. They can play, learn and do sport. It's wonderful, says a grandmother of two. I don't know what that principal is talking about. Some children rely on the hot dinners. She should be delighted to get them. And this one, on the hot school food, my daughter gets her food in school. An average of 60% of it comes home in her lunchbox every day and goes in our bin here at home. My question is, how did the suppliers gauge the success of the dishes and how do they measure waste? Well, as Brian found out from the Department of Social Protection, it seems as though they are working on something in relation to the food waste. They have said to him that a strategy is being developed in relation to that. So we wait to hear more. Coming up next, the UK toys with a smoking ban and the return of Liz Truss after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.